This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Talking with Dr. Carly Jonko, postdoctoral research fellow and registered clinical psychologist for the Center for Emotional Health at Macquarie University. Carly, that is quite a mouthful. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So one of the articles we've chatted about is this fear of passing anxiety down to your children. There's a potential here that anxiety could be contagious.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what we do see is that anxiety does tend to run in families. And I guess there are three main reasons for that. The first one is that there is a genetic component to anxiety. And it's not necessarily as straightforward as the genetics around how tall you are or your eye colour. But we do know that kids of parents who struggle with anxiety are at an increased risk of developing emotional difficulties. The other two reasons that I guess we tend to see anxiety running in families, the second one is that parents who struggle with anxiety often tend to model anxious responses for their kids. So, for example, if you have a parent who's very afraid of dogs, they'll often be quite cautious when they're around dogs and perhaps be more likely to avoid being around dogs and keep their kids away from dogs. So kids often will learn that sort of anxious responses from observing their parents.
Okay, but there are certain things that make me kind of uncomfortable, and I am likely to say to my daughter, hey, you don't have anything to worry about, don't worry about that, you can do it, you know, encourage them to do it. But is that going to enable that kind of trend, or is that a good thing?
I mean, I guess it's also one of those challenges, is telling someone just not to be anxious is very rarely an effective strategy. if you've got a dog who's a parent who's very cautious around dogs, then turns to their child and says, don't be afraid of dogs, they're quite incompatible messages that a child is receiving.
Okay, so what's a better message?
I guess where possible, it is ideal to be able to model brave or courageous responses as a parent, so that children are seeing a very compatible message, both in what you're saying and also what you're doing. So even though everyone will have their own concerns and anxieties, if parents are able to manage that to a level that they are able to be around the dog and encourage their child to be around the dog, children will get a very consistent message around there's nothing to be afraid of, I can approach this. And one of the things that we certainly see is avoidance is one of the key things that maintains anxiety.
Right.
And there are, I guess, the third reason that we tend to see anxiety running in families is that there are certain parental responses that can either maintain or actually exacerbate anxiety in children. So when you see an anxious response in a child, the example you gave before about telling a child, don't be afraid, is often met with a yes but from a child. That anxiety will sometimes actually increase. But what if the dog bites me? So there are certain parental responses we know that can be more unhelpful in terms of responding to children's anxiety, and some that can be more helpful. So avoidance is certainly one of the key, issues that can maintain anxiety.
Okay, so the goal here is if the dog's friendly, pat the dog. And if it's safe to be, you know, in an area which might be high up, be brave and go slightly higher up. Is that kind of the idea?
Definitely.
Fantastic. Dr. Carly, thank you so much for sharing today. If people did actually want to find out more about what we're talking about here, where would they head along to?
Yeah, we have some great resources on the Macquarie University Centre for Emotional Health website.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us today, Dr. Carly.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.